Greetings, O fellow brethren of the asylum. Those who are inmates, be welcome to quasi-indefatigable gentleness. This is a different place. Let's talk about quasi-indefatigable gentleness. How that name actually came to be. I'll tell you first off, you know, I've talked before about the fact that I wanted for a long time to do a bulletin board system. I wanted to create a place where people could come, where people could talk about things, whatever. I enjoy computers and I enjoy communicating with computers. I'm gonna ultimately get to doing amateur radio again, which is exactly what that's for, communicating with people using computers. Or part of it is. Not all of it, but part of it. And I finally got all the equipment together to do it in when I moved to Compary. My mom gave me an old computer that she had and it had all the stuff. You could actually run a BBS with it. So I started working on that. Didn't quite have all the technology. Didn't quite actually pull it off. Didn't do it. Because I'm at my base, I'm cheap. And on top of cheap, I'm also poor. So I wasn't going to do it. I couldn't afford a second phone line, so I wasn't going to do it that way. Anyway. And so I came up with a name. And it was called Quay Information Exchange. I love exchanging information with other people. I love spreading knowledge. And it doesn't have to be necessarily my own. I just do it this way because I'm stuck in a car. There's nobody else in here with me to talk to. I don't mind having a discussion. It's just that in the venue where I'm at right now, it's not possible. If you don't agree with me and you want to disagree, guys, feel free to send me an email. You can get the information on how to do that at quix.us. Quix.us. Anyway, I got this thing that I called the Quay Information Exchange. Quay was the name of the county that I lived in. And I wanted it to be kind of larger than just the city, which was Tucumcari. And Quix was kind of cool because it was, you know, it kind of gave one, it was kind of a neat acronym, Quix, Quay, which is Quay, there's a Q-U, information, I. And exchange is usually done with an X instead of the E at the front. So it was Quix, which is kind of a cool little name. So I started using that, and that was the short form of Quix. When I finally got to the internet and I started using the internet, Quix kind of came with me. I kind of converted my BBS idea into something over the internet. The internet isn't quite as fulfilling as a BBS would have been because there's really not a lot of feedback. A lot of people don't wish to give you feedback. You know, they come and they browse and they look and they see and they either accept or reject and they go on. You never really get any feedback from them. I always wanted that feedback. And the web doesn't do that, but it at least lets you put stuff out here. It's like this MP3, it doesn't have feedback either unless you actually send me an email. And I encourage that. I really do want to hear what other people think. I really do want to get a better understanding of this stuff, and I'll gladly talk about the understanding I get after you send me an email, and make reference to your email while I do it. There's your 15 minutes of fame, or 22 or 23 minutes of fame. I'll gladly talk about it, I'll argue with you, and I'll try to see it from your point of view. I always try to see things from other people's point of view. If I'm unclear about something, or if I don't have it right, I want to get it right, so that I can have the right view. Even when it comes to religious things, I'm very firm in my religious beliefs, but I do want to know what other people believe so that I can carry on a conversation with them and we can understand one another. You know, because people get caught in semantics all the time. And to the point to where they say, well, I hate you because you say that God is this way and I say that God is that way. Or you don't have the kind of sacrament I have. And you go, well, maybe we're just using the wrong term. Maybe we do have something similar. But we just use different words. And I need to have that explained to me so that I'm okay. or so that I understand better. Not that I'm going to change the way I think or the way I believe, but I do want to have better understanding of these things. I might use that understanding in a way that you don't like, but that's tough. That's the way these things are. We get to choose how we use what the information that we have, whether it's good or bad. I'm always trying to do good, and I want to be kind, but I'm not going to... I'm not going to protect something that shouldn't be protected. How about that? Alright. What are we talking about? Oh my goodness. I don't have a flipping clue what I was talking about. I was just rambling on and on about something. About the quick... Oh! We were talking about quasi-indefatigable Zenilin. Anyway, I brought the name over to the internet, but you have to understand, the internet isn't... It's regional, you know, not just people from Quay County, where I live, would see my stuff on the internet. So Quick Release started becoming kind of less and less, of a name that I thought was appropriate. I kept it for a long time, Quay in Information Exchange was the name of it up until probably about a year and a half ago, even though it bore little resemblance to things. I mean, I had Quay County specific things on there, so it made some sense. By and large, a lot of that stuff has either been converted over to be of more general interest, or it's been shuffled off to its own little corner of the website. I'm always experimenting. I'm always trying out new things. My website, for a time there, was simply a Gopher space. Now I've got both. I've got Gopher space and a separate web page. I liked Gopher when it first came out. I enjoyed it. Honestly, the World Wide Web's better. You know, it's got a lot more flexibility to it. As long as you stayed within the confines of what Gopher could do, it was okay. But it was kludgy, you know. After a while, you just got tired of how difficult it was to put something up, you know. And that although it was really easy to index the thing, you know, sometimes it just didn't make a lot of sense, especially in the point of this. You know, I waffle back and forth. I'll honestly say it. If I could find a different kind of way to present this, you know, I've dropped off of using Zope. I always used to use Zope for my internet stuff. But, you know, it was slow and I didn't like it very much. And I don't need a lot of content management. I just need a little bit. But I might wander back to it just because nobody ever really used it, because most people don't go to the internet to interact particularly. There's only a few people that interact. Everybody else just goes, looks, finds, gets, and uses. They're mostly consumers. That's another thing about our culture. We're institutionalized to be more consumers than producers, because our economy depends on it. There's only one or two big producers, and everybody else is just kind of this mindless little consumer. That's what they want most people to be. Go out, make a lot of money, or make money, and turn around and use that money to buy our product. People don't like competition. Corporations don't like competition. That's what producers are. They are competition. It would be a great world, I think, for most corporations if innovation ended. And that's really what they're trying to do. They're trying to end a lot of innovation. They're trying to get down to points where there's only a few big corporations that everybody works for, and they produce the same things they produced 30 years ago, and everybody's happy with it. It's a pipe dream, but they'd like to work for it so they don't have to work so hard. Who in a corporation wants to spend a ton of money trying to figure out what people want that's new? They would just assume people just keep buying stuff that's old. That way they don't have to sink so much money into research and development. Not there. And we're getting closer to that. And, that's a bad thing. Anyway. So, Quay Information Exchange, the original thing for Quix was, it was just becoming really irrelevant. And I didn't like it anymore. So I went to the dictionary, and I liked the Q-U-I-X. That was all really good. So I went to the dictionary and started looking at words that that would fit Quix. Kind of a backwards way of looking for, no, it's not really anymore. A whole lot of people come up with their little tag thing, the thing that they want people to remember, and then they create a name based on that tag thing. So I guess I'm being honest. First time I did both at the same time. I like the name and I like the little tag. Now I've got the tag and I needed a new name for it that was seemed to work better for the forum that I was now in with this website. I've always known myself as a very different person. My wife is kind and she uses the appellation Unique. And that's true. I am quite different from anybody else around me. I usually have different attitudes. Even when I come to a decision that's the same as somebody else's, I will have often used a different way of approaching it to get to that decision. We might agree, but I can almost guarantee that usually we'll agree for different reasons. Or we'll take the same course, we'll agree to the same course of action, but for different purposes. I have a different purpose than you will. So, when I was looking at all that, I said, well, I'm essentially different, but I'm not terribly different. I'm just a little bit different. I'm just a little bit skewed from everybody else. Kind of like I'm out of phase. You know? Anyway. I look like everybody else, but I'm all kind of an alien in a human skin. And I hope that's interesting for people, enough that they're going to listen to these MP3 files. If not, well, tough, I'm going to make the MP3 files anyway. You can enjoy them, ignore them, do whatever you want to with them. They're out there. They're available. You know, I don't copyright anything. What's the point? Although I guess it is copyrighted. I put it on the internet. I don't say you have to pay for it, therefore it must be free. That's kind of my concept of it. I'm not going to sit here and try to create this whole licensing scheme to please somebody. I'm not going to say this is open source. I'm not going to say anything. By nature, I guess it's copyrighted because it's out there. But it's obvious that I'm putting it out there. I hope people I just want people to contact me. Tell me what they think. So I came up with quasi-indefatigable zenolith. Those are actually, it's not three words, it's actually two words, but it's got that qualifier in front of it, quasi. Quasi means somewhat. It's not a definitive statement. And that kind of comes from the fact that it's difficult for me to be definitive because I'm not done yet. I don't know if I'll ever be done to the point, done gathering knowledge, that I'm going to be able to make a definitive statement about lots of things. I'm going to make some about certain things. I don't like evil. That's pretty definitive. I'm not going to change that. I don't schmooze up the evil when it suits my purposes. I usually just avoid evil, period. There it is. So quasi is kind of like somewhat. It's not quite there. It's true, but only up to a certain point, perhaps. So that's my great qualifier in all this thing. You know, I'm quasi this, I'm quasi that. People say I'm quasi-biased. I'm somewhat biased. I know what I like and I know what I don't like, but I'm willing to change a few things. If somebody introduces me to something wonderful, some new confection that can't be alcoholic, it can't be addictive, but let me tell you, if it tastes good, ooh, I'm willing to entertain new ideas, especially when it comes to new tasty things. Anyway, there's the quasi, indefatigable. It's another word for restless, and I really am. If you take into account, just take into account an example. The BBS thing. I'm still going to do that BBS thing, probably. It's almost ingrained into my soul. I'm going to do it. I'm restless. You know, I can say to myself, I don't want to do a BBS because nobody will ever call it. You know, blah, 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 blah. And that may or may not be true. But, there it is. What are you going to do? Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm starting to blubber. I'm starting to go off the deep end. Restless. I'm restless. If I catch on, if I get into something, it'll bug me till the end of time, and I won't let up on it. You know, there may be times when I try to ignore it, walk away from it. It's kind of like the book God Sent. You know, I'm restless about that. I'll never be happy until it's done. Of course, then I'll have other things to be restless about. I notice a lot of people get content easy. To a degree, you know. They'll find a little niche in life and they'll stay there and they'll do that. It's like the people that work at the same job for 50 years. I don't know if I can do that. I'm trying. My wife really desperately wants me to get a job that I'm going to stay with. I hope this is a job. I hope it stays interesting enough for me that I just hang with it. And it doesn't get boring for me. That's what happens to me. I get bored or I lose whatever interest I had in it. I hope this does. I hope I can stay with this for a good long time. Forever and ever and ever. Amen. there's restless. Somewhat restless. That's me. I'm not completely restless. I'm not definitively restless. I'm just somewhat restless. I can find time to just sit there and vegetate and be somewhat content with it. Quasi-content, therefore. I'm quasi-restless, quasi-indefatigable. Now let's talk about zenolith for a minute. That kind of throws people off. A zenolith is actually a piece of rock that is in the midst of another piece of rock, of which it's not native to. That's what it is. You can think of it, let's take a volcano. For instance, some volcanoes dredge up rocks that aren't volcanic, aren't igneous stone. And that's what a zenolith is. Zenolith is that stone that, in the midst of being welled up by a volcano, isn't volcanic rock. The volcano didn't produce this rock. Ooh, something else that somehow got into that. The big part of that definition is different. I am somewhat restlessly different. I can't just settle down. You know, people say, Guy Jay, can you ever just be normal? Can you ever just have an attitude that everybody else has? Can you ever approach things how anybody else approaches them? Can't you ever just be like everybody else? And the simple answer is, no, I can't. Can't do it. It isn't going to happen. Why? Because it's not going to happen. Oh. And that's And that's quasi-indefatigable gentleness. That's actually what it stands for. That's where it came from. Where a quasi-indefatigable gentleness is going is a question. I'm restless. I can't just stay on my laurels. The website's constantly in flux. I usually have the same information, but it's getting shuffled around. We're going to add a whole ton of these MP3 files. I really haven't done it yet. I'm still in the phase of just making the MP3 files. They haven't actually gone on the internet yet. There's going to be 2,000 of them already. Of course, they're already cataloged by date and time and yada, yada, yada. So people can kind of get the impression of when I actually recorded them, at least within the course of a year. I'm going to put that up either from the server, too. I'm constantly having to deal with the fact that I really have kind of a soda straw of internet connection. And it's actually borrowed. I actually borrowed it from my mother. I used to have it home, but I got tired of paying for it. And bad things happen. Bad things can happen on the internet. You can go to places you shouldn't go to. My kids went to places they shouldn't go to, so I got rid of it because I figured it was easier just not to have it than to fight over trying to monitor the thing. Kind of like TV. I don't have TV either. Because it was just too much pain in the butt to monitor it. And it was just easier to say, well, we'll buy videos, and we'll just get videos of things we like. That way, the kids can watch the videos as freely as they wish, because everything in it's approved. It's kind of a funny thing. You might think it's a funny thing for a libertarian to do, but let me tell you, it's like somebody said, the definition of a conservative is a flaming liberal with a teenage daughter. You know, you get really weird about your kids. You want your kids to be a certain way. You know, you want to be able to control their lives as long as you can until they go out on their own. You hope they continue to control their lives. So, that being said, you know, people say that I'm not preparing my kids for the real world because they're so sheltered. That's a bunch of bunk. Because an adult person can make decisions just fine. We're not so much slaves to our past. We often do things because it's default, because it's what we've always done. So, I always thought that was kind of in favor of not having television. You know, if my kids say, I've never had television, I'm not interested in it now, it's so much easier for them to just decide, I'm not going to do that, than it's for other people who not only grew up with it, but it's also the dominance of their culture. They're slaves. So people say, oh, but your kids are going to be slaves because they won't be accustomed to it. The advertising will affect them more. It may or may not be true. We'll find out. It's a good experiment. I don't mind experimenting on my kids. I do it all the time. Things I think are right, that's what I do. Okay. Getting back to the future of quasi-indefatigable Zenilith. You know, I don't know what the future's going to be for it. If anybody's looked at my website for any time at all, they've noticed that it changes all the time. It gets shuffled around. I change servers because I want to try this different attribute. I'll drop it off after a while. I like wikis, but, you know, I really do want to keep control of my website, or at least most parts of it, so that other people can't just change it willy-nilly and destroy what I've done. I like that. So, you know, I might ultimately get back to a wiki. It's going to have to make it so that I can upload files to it, and that I can lock out certain portions of it so people can't screw around with it. I wouldn't mind that at all. I might get to that sometime. I might write the software myself to make it done. There's also another thing that I've looked into, which is actually just having a little static web server up there doing it, and then just letting people contribute through email or something like that. I'm coming up with all kinds of interesting things. It will probably be World Wide Web based, sure, because, you know, that's where people can get to. I don't want it to be inaccessible. I don't want it to be hard. I want people to be able to get to it. Now, I've gone over. No guy. This isn't going to fit on a disc anymore. My name is Dane Emerald. This is Quasi and the Fabulous Zenolith. Now you know what Quasi and the Fabulous Zenolith means, what it means to me. And, hang out. Don't get stuck into institutions. If you're doing what everybody else is doing, you're doing something wrong. You're being taken advantage of, most likely. Have a great day.